Okay, I'm trying to make sure that both my worlds are on. Okay, so hello, Facebook Live, and I'm also doing my podcast at the same time, A Heart Refined, on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, all that stuff. So anyways, I just thought, I have a little in-between time. My 7 o'clock workout was empty today, and so I thought, let's talk about the things that I'm talking about in workouts. And so I think you'll find this interesting. So, as I'm in this season of hormonal craziness, as I've already shared with y'all, I am, really, struggling with being agitated with stuff that normally would not bother me. You know, that I may, even if it does like miff me a little bit, I pick with Paul about it, or I do whatever, and then I move on. But I find myself getting super agitated. But I also, at the same time, there was a thing yesterday that happened at home, and I was like, "Urgh." And then I felt the Holy Spirit just remind me that this is not a true situation, that where something is actually wrong that I need to correct in somebody else. This is me. This is actually a hormone imbalance. And because I'm anemic right now, a nutrient deficiency. And so there's a couple things I want to say in this time. I don't think that we realize that half the time when we are struggling with anxiety and depression and just a nervousness overall, that it's actually a nutrient deficiency. Where, for instance, if you are, good morning, Lisa, if you are, say, super agitated, you could be low on iron. If you are super fatigued, or my brain is drawing a blank right now on all the things that I know, but like, say you could be low on potassium. If you're dealing with brain fog, fatigue, lack of clarity, focus, memory, like I am right now, then you could just be lacking something. And so you, a lot of times you think, okay, there's something wrong with me, or there's something wrong with somebody else. And so we either jump all over them, or we start taking a pill. And it's maybe not necessary, where we should just adjust our food and live a little differently so that then our body can recuperate. So what if you're in a season like I'm in right now, where it's kind of chronic until we start, you know, the doctors do what they're going to do with me and take care of me. Then this is where you look at the fruit that comes from the Spirit. So we know the fruit that comes from the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And this, once you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, this is given to you. It's not given to you in pieces. It's made available to you all at once. And it's a matter, it's not something you can earn. It's just a gift that's given. But it's a matter of over time learning how to use that gift and learning how to put that to work in your everyday life, learning how to take captive your feelings and make them truly obedient to the Lord. And so there was something that several months ago I had, and some of you, I may have spoken about this some already, but it's been just so important to me. In Psalm 101, this is where David, he has made this big mistake as a king, and he has come back and said, you know what, I make a vow to live in integrity. I'm going to do everything. I'm not going to surround myself with toxic people, with bad relationship. I'm going to do everything I can to be in good relationship with the Lord, and to honor him and represent him well. And I made, when I was reading this, I was going through a season where I was really struggling with my feelings about COVID and all the different things and sorry, for those of you on podcast, my screen went blank. Oh, there we go. Okay, good. Back on. So what I was saying is, there was a season where I was really struggling with my own emotions about COVID and how I was going to deal with that, and the anger and the frustration and all the Facebook argument, and then the public struggle and relationships and all that. So at that same time, I came across this scripture in 101 and David's example of vowing to live in integrity. And I decided that's what I was going to do. I was going to live in integrity in relation to COVID and all that kind of stuff. And I had it, I sort of had a time the other day where that was put, I was tested on that, in a doctor's office, and I had to step back and think about the fruit that is within me. No matter what situation my body is in and how quickly I get agitated or frustrated, because I am in a season of anemia. It's just the way it's going to work right now. But my God is greater than anemia. My God is greater than this situation. And so I step back and I just said, God, help me. And he reminded me of that vow of integrity, and I was able to move through that situation. And remember, the integrity is not based on what I have inside of me, because of who I am, and who I am is sinful. But because even though I am sinful in nature, but because I'm the righteousness of Christ, his righteousness is poured out on me, I'm able then to live in that fruit of the Spirit. And I was able in that scenario to have integrity, to have dignity, to act with honor, and to act in godliness, and share that with the people that I was interacting with. And when it all was over, it ended up where it was very special. The interaction was fine and good. And I do know for a fact the Lord was glorified. And so this is what I'm saying, and I feel like I'm just rambling all over the place. But you have the authority, women, as mood setters. I can't stress that enough. We need to realize our responsibility as mood setters in this world, that it is imperative that we do everything we can to make that vow of integrity to the Lord, so that others can know the Lord. That's our goal. That's our purpose in life, is so that others know the characteristics of the heart of the Father through Jesus, through us. That's just it. And so say you're struggling, and look, if you look at Psalm 42, where David has, and actually this is the sons of Korah who are singing, not David, but this is a song of struggle in the heart, where the battle is thick. And so he says, "Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him. I am deeply depressed, therefore I remember you." Like, it's not, "I'm deeply depressed, you need to do something." "I'm deeply depressed, therefore I'm going to remember you, and I am going to make sure that everyone knows that you are at work in me, no matter what my physical state is." So the name of the video, the podcast is, I'm struggling with my memory right now. Y'all can laugh at me all day long at this, battling with my memory. But the fruit that you put in you is going to be a reflection of the fruit that comes out of you. And so, yes, of course, I can be talking about literal fruit that can help change your nutrient deficiencies. But if the fruit of the Spirit is what is living inside of you, and you are laying claim to that every day and recognizing, embracing the sovereignty and perfection of God over and over. And listen, this has to be done every day. This is not a one-time thing. There is a one-time salvation. You cannot lose your salvation. But there's daily preaching into yourself the goodness of God and the perfection of God, so that then you display that with all of your heart, with all of your life, and with all the integrity that he and righteousness that he has poured out on you. So be the fruit. Eat the fruit. Be the fruit. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend. Bye.